For the longest time, the web community has been heralding the arrival of mobile. Now it's here and hit the mainstream and has turned, to be frank, the industry upside down. What will the next evolution of the web be? With many of us struggling to come to terms with the implications of the mobile web, it may seem like insanity to be talking about the next big thing already. However, as I hopefully will make clear, first glimpses are already beginning to appear. So what is the next big thing? Well, I believe it might just possibly be the post-GUI web. Throughout most of its short life, the web has been primarily navigated through a graphic user interface, the GUI. Information has been accessed by clicking links or buttons and interacting with forms, and content has been returned in the form of web pages that each have been individually branded based on the source of the information, the branding of the website, if you will. However, things are about to change, and we're already beginning to see the seeds of these changes. I mean, if you think about it, at its core, the web is a tool for finding information. That information might be about a service offered by a great web design company or train times between London and Salisbury. Whatever the information is that you're after, the task is the same: request and retrieve information. To date, requesting information has been done via a search engine, and retrieval has happened in the form of a web page. However, with the arrival of Siri and Google Glasses, we're beginning to see the user journey change. Instead of searching, users are beginning to request information verbally and using natural language. Now, I know this is far from perfect, but it is the beginning of a new way of interacting with the web. But it isn't just requesting information that's changed, it's also retrieval. Where once retrieval consisted of returning a web page, applications like Siri now return specific data that answers your question. For example, if you ask what films are showing at your local cinema, it won't redirect you to their website, but instead will return movie listings directly within the app. Upcoming wearable technology such as Google Glasses and the various smartwatches that are beginning to appear take a similar approach to data retrieval. Instead of returning a web page, they simply provide the snippet of information you require. Currently, the data being returned is relatively small and somewhat predictable subset of information. Movie listings, local restaurants, sports results, all of these kinds of things lend themselves particularly well to being handled in this fashion. However, really, there's no reason that this model couldn't be applied to a greater range of information. For example, it is easy to imagine a day when one day you could ask Siri to show you charity websites designed by local web design agencies in order to help you select the right supplier for your own charity. Instead of returning a set of web design sites that you would have to manually navigate into, Siri could instead return examples of various sites that appear in the web design portfolios of the related web design agencies. All that is required to make content accessible in this way is a consistent set of data across multiple sites. In other words, every web design portfolio needs to be marked up in the same way so that the data can be easily extracted. This is something that proponents of the semantic web have been after for some time, but we're finally beginning to see this become a reality. For example, both Facebook and Twitter already provide a set of standards for marking up web pages if you wish them to be displayed in a certain way on their websites. Google, Bing, and Yahoo have joined forces to launch their own standards about how data can be presented. This set of schemas, found at schema.org, provides a consistent markup for everything from ratings and reviews to organizations and events. As we see websites adopt these schemas, and more alternative devices such as Google Glasses gain traction, we can expect to see a post-graphic user interface web emerge. If the web does move away from documents to a kind of collection of data, this is going to have profound impacts on the existing web community. The role of the traditional web designer will alter as the nature of the user's experience changes. As for content owners, we will need to stop thinking about our content in terms of a greater whole, but make each piece of content stand in its own right, separate from the website it is currently a part of. In fact, this is something we should already be considering, as I explained in a recent article over at eConsultancy.com. What, if anything, should we be doing about this today? That's the question, isn't it? With a few exceptions, there is probably no immediate hurry to prepare for this shift in the web. Applications such as Siri or Google Glasses currently rely on accessing data sources rather than extracting content from semantically marked up web pages. And that means unless you have a data source that companies like Apple or Google are particularly keen to access, the move to the PostGUI interface is still some way off for you. That said, there's nothing to stop you marking up web pages with metadata providing additional information about them now. It's relatively straightforward to implement the metadata requested by schema.org, Facebook, or Twitter. At the very least, you should start looking at your content in a different way. You need to stop thinking about it always being viewed within the context of your website and start considering the different types of data you have. You'll probably be surprised to discover that you have a lot more data sets than you initially think. For example, if you think about a blog such as my own, Boag World, you would be tempted to think that it consists of nothing but a series of posts. In reality, it may include lots of different data types, things like comments, users, in my case, question and answers, episodes, seasons, organizational information, books, talks, categories, tags, contact methods, site features, authors, links, the list could go on. If marked up correctly, a user of a PostGUI device could ask questions of my own site like, show me all the posts written by Lee Howes, or list the episodes of the podcast that mention the semantic web, or how many seasons of the Boag World podcast have there been, or find me contact information for boagworld.com. Equally, a user asking broader questions of the web as a whole might get results returned that include Boag World. Questions might include, play a podcast that talks about Facebook Open Graph, or read me the most popular blog post about calls to action, or list the top 10 most listened to web design podcasts, or questions like, where should I start on the mobile web? All of these things are things that could be answered directly within an application if the website sources were marked up correctly. Now, you may be tempted to think that this is not something you need to start planning for yet. However, I think there's a warning against this kind of thinking in the form of the mobile web. As I said at the very beginning of this little post, many in the web design community were talking about a radical shift to mobile devices as early as 2006. We had ample warning this change was coming, and yet many companies and web designers were caught by surprise when the current wave of smartphones hit. Don't make the same mistake again. Always keep your eye on the horizon and what's coming next.